Now it's back to our news items. There's a major award for the best pub in the country, the Fat Cat in Nelson Street, and news of other local businesses such as the Puppet Theatre and a small city centre bookshop, and further news about Kett's Rebellion. A city pub that has become a national landmark for real ale has been named the best in the UK at a national awards. The Fat Cat in Norwich's West End Street was crowned Best Pub in the Great British Food Awards 2022. It is the second year running that the pub has received the accolade, and landlord Colin Keatley says it's all the more special because the award is chosen by members of the public. It's always nice to win awards, especially national ones, he said. Without our wonderful customers, we wouldn't be here. Over the years, the Fat Cat has become a bit of a national landmark for real ale, with people visiting from far and wide. We regularly get tourists from Europe, as well as America and Canada, who are ale enthusiasts.
A former EastEnders actress has been named as a new patron for Norwich's Puppet Theatre. Matilda Ziegler starred as Donna Ludlow in the popular soap and also played Pearl Pratt in costume drama Lark Rise to Candleford. The theatre, based in the medieval church of St James the Less in Whitefriars, is one of only three building-based puppet theatres in England. Ms Ziegler, also known to TV viewers for her performance as Irma Gobb in Mr Bean, said she was delighted to become a patron of the theatre. She said, "Norwich Puppet Theatre offers an authentic and professional theatre experience for performers with fantastic staff to support and facilitate the work of many artists in the east of England and beyond. The Puppet Theatre provides a rich and magical world for young people, and we can all benefit from the original and beautiful storytelling that is part of its extraordinary history. It's a joy to visit this gem of a theatre, and even better, to make theatre there." Peter Beck, the theatre director, said, "With all her experiences as actor and director, it is such a privilege and a boost to have her working with us." Norwich Puppet Theatre has also announced its Christmas show, Cinderella.
It proved a whirlwind month for Norwich's Book Bugs and Dragon Tales after donations flooded in from all over the world to ensure their long-term survival. The Timberhill Bookstore was catapulted into the spotlight at the start of October after launching their £15,000 fundraiser, which was quickly supported by Oscar-winning actor Russell Crowe, who put forward £5,000. And from there, the donations did not stop coming, with the crowdfunder amassing more than £22,000 in donations before it closed on November the 3rd. Sally Davies, who has worked at Book Bugs and Dragon Tales since it was established in August 2019, said, "It's been a wild month. It's been euphoric. There's no other word for it. We cannot believe the support we've had. It's so incredible to know that people want us here as much as they do, and that what we're doing is making a difference to people."
A piece of history overlooking one of Norwich's vast skyline views has been restored to save it from crumbling for good. The irregular boundary wall in Kett's Heights has deteriorated over the last few decades, but volunteers from the Friends of Kett's Heights group have given it a new lease of life. Kett's Heights played an important role in what is known today as Kett's Rebellion, as St Michael's Church, which was located atop the area, housed the 10,000-strong rebels in their fight against the rich over a dispute in the enclosure of land in 1549. The wall, which remains, is approximately 55 metres long and 2 metres high. Led by David Howarth and other group members, they worked on repairing the western boundary wall running from the upper green to the bottom of the steps. David Howarth said, Although we assumed at the beginning of the repairs that repointing was all that would be needed, we soon found that many sections of the wall were in such a serious condition that partial rebuilding was required. However, we persevered, and I can now report that the repairs to the wall are complete.
A bar in Norwich's Prince of Wales Road will have a life-saving piece of equipment installed this week. A cabinet will be attached to the front of Cans and Cocktails today and will house a public access defibrillator. Both the cabinet and the defib have been donated by Jane Biggs of charity Heart to Heart Norfolk. The mother, fundraiser and campaigner of Bradwell near Galston-on-Sea, set up Heart to Heart in 2016 to provide 24/7 public access defibrillators that can be used in case of an emergency. A defibrillator, often known as a defib, is a device that gives a high-energy electric shock to the heart of someone who is in cardiac arrest. There is also a 24-hour public access defibrillator at NES Healthcare UK down the other end of Prince of Wales Road and at Larking Gowan in King Street House at 15 Upper King Street.
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Matthew and Caroline will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Bridget and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.